Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Dr. Barton once again with the Truth in Medical Healing. So sorry, folks, we got off to a late start, about 20 minutes into the show, and sorry about that. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we talk about how to live to be whatever, as long as you want, stay healthy and so forth and so on. And I'm a perfect living example, so I'll just tell you real quick that I'm older than all of you, number one. What? How can I say that? Because I know whoever listens to the show, if they're as old as my chronological ages, then they'd all be dead or crippled or laying in the hospital or something like that. So thank God for my health and well-being. And my parents, and my dad was a pharmacist, and I grew up in his old-time drugstore, and he knew what to do to keep me healthy. Anyhow, I've exercised all my life. I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. Also a veteran of the United States Air Force. I have unlimited energy, and I also, unlimited energy. Oh, yeah, and I don't get colds or sick or anything like that. And so number one, I love tennis, but I'm a lousy tennis player, but I can actually play 24/7 and keep on going. I can dance all night long. Well, as long as the girl I'm dancing with is halfway decent looking or whatever, but the point is, and whatever. So the thing is this, that even though running late, I decided I would call in anyhow and do the show today as much as I can. And for you folks that are listening on the Pacific, on the West Coast, and my cousin, Dr. Billy Rich. And Billy was a practicing dentist, and he's retarded. He's retired. So listen to this. If you really want to be healthy, believe it or not, we are human beings. We're 85% water. By the way, I don't read from a script, folks, okay? So the thing is that we're 85% water. So the cells of the body are... See, the organs and the cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid. I don't know why, but my voice doesn't sound normal to me today. I don't know why, but anyhow. So the cells and the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. And water worldwide is contaminated. No matter what the bottled water says, no matter what it says, you know, as far as that other one, what's it called with a D? I forgot that name of that one. But that particular water was banned in the UK because it has a cancer-causing substance in it, believe it or not. And I can't remember the name of it. It begins with a D. Hang on a second. Took a drink out of a carry-all bottle. A drink of tell you real quick how I found out about this water. I went to a 3-day medical convention in Tokyo, and it was a weekend convention. I wanted to just see Tokyo for what it was from years ago when I was in the Air Force. And we had stopped in Tokyo for a couple of different times. Anyhow, so with all that being said, I was walking through the lobby of this hotel, and folks, I don't read from a script. I just talk and talk until we run out of time. Anyhow, I was walking through the lobby and this Japanese gentleman walked up to me and he said, "Dr. Barton?" So I said, "Yes, but how did you know it was me?" So he held up a Tokyo newspaper, all in Japanese, of course, and everything, but in the middle of the front page was my picture. I said, "Oh my God, what did I do? I didn't rob a bank or anything. I mean, what's going on?" He started to laugh. He says, no. "It says that you're going to be here for this convention this weekend. And that somebody said that Dr. Barton is going to be here." Hang on, I think I'm going to sneeze. 1 second. Don't go away. Technology that was discovered in 1972 by a Japanese gentleman. The water is called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. In Japanese, it means health and life forever or something of that sort. And the doctor that stopped me in the hotel lobby is Dr. Shinya. Now, Hiromi Shinya is the gentleman who actually invented colonoscopy. Can you imagine? So, and he has a clinic outside of Tokyo and talked me into coming over there, and he showed me what he was doing and so forth. But he's world-renowned because he invented colonoscopy. You know how popular colonoscopy is. So anyhow, Shinya talked me into going over to Osaka, which is the other side of Japan, and that's where the factory is, where they make these particular type of machine. Let me tell you real quick, because if you get nothing more out of this broadcast, then the fact is that you need to drink pure water. When I go to a restaurant and they start serving, the waiter brings over all kinds of glasses of water, I just tell them in a nice way, please don't put any kind of water on this table. We don't drink regular water. We only drink Kangen water. Anyhow, the thing is that I got to the plant and I saw these little machines. It's about, let's say, twice the size of a large toaster. It stands on your kitchen counter. It can hook up to the tap water in your house, hot or cold, whatever, hot and cold. And it hooks up to the water, and actually, so when you turn your faucet on, you're going to get, because the machine, with it in its little machine, through the processes of ionization and electrolysis, it actually turns that water that's coming into it into pure water, water like from creation. When creation occurred, everything was pure, you know, but the thing is that over the years, everything got contaminated. Matter of fact, in the year 1900, two fantastic things happened. I'm sorry, 1903. This fellow, whatever he was, tinkering around his garage, he got tired of riding his horse, and he invented the internal combustion engine, which is the... Well, folks, we only got a minute and a half left. But I just want to tell you that the Kangen water... Let me give you my phone number, because I'm not going to give you the office number. I'll give you my cell phone directly, 863-509. 9059, 863-509-9059. And you can call anytime if I can't answer, and just leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you. We're going to be broadcasting, as I said, next Friday. We should be on time, so we only have a minute left. So to all my friends, I'm broadcasting from New York today, and to all my friends back in Miami, all my Latin friends, I say to you all, fin de semana, have a happy weekend, and enjoy yourselves. Be careful. Drink Kangen water if you really want to be healthy. I'm older than all of you, and I have more energy, and I have more. I don't get sick because mainly the water I drink is pure water. It's like water from creation. Thank you so much, folks. Sorry about being late today's show. So tune in next Friday at 12 noon, and the call-in numbers are 347-324-3595. 347-324-3595. In 10 seconds, all you crazy lunatics that are killing everybody out there in Istanbul and all those other places or whatever it is, you jump in the lake and don't come up. Okay, folks, muchas gracias y también vete un próxima semana de viernes. Adiós.